Welcome to the Adam Rothstein Hockey Podcast. This is your podcast for all things hockey. On this podcast, we talk about past history to the modern day and what you can do to grow the sport. I am your host, Adam Rothstein. All right, let's get to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Adam Rothstein Hockey Podcast, or just welcome if this is your first time here. So, we've got a lot to talk about. So we have the stadium series. We had the stadium series over the weekend at MetLife. We had two games. The Philadelphia Flyers decided to come in to New Jersey and play the Devils. And then also in New Jersey, we had the Isles losing in epic fashion to the New York Rangers. So we'll get into all that. And I do want to discuss Mr. Kessel, who's making a run at Vancouver. And I hope you got that reference from Star Wars. But you did not. You probably didn't. All right. So the Islanders lost in epic fashion. And I do want to get straight to the ending, though. I think it was Dobson who just couldn't handle this at the end. The net came off. Sorokin couldn't do anything, and it was just out of place. The net came off. It counted. Panera Bread baked. Put the biscuit in the oven, and apparently it got baked, and the game was over, and the Isles only wound up with 1 point. I don't want to hear this out of Patrick Waugh's mouth saying that, oh no, we did well. That you needed 2 points. This was a game that they needed 2 points from, and not only did they not get 2 points, they gave 2 points to the Rangers. They could have won this in regulation, by the way, and then they move up the standings. They have less of a hill to climb, and they're not too as far away in the standings as they are right now. What is wrong with these Islanders is just beyond me. I really just can't because
let's take into consideration what this means. You have 28 more games down the stretch. You have to think long term. Now, I don't think they're even, if they make it in, they'll be lucky. They're not going to be going up against the Penguins. I don't think the Penguins are going to make it. And if the Penguins get in, they're certainly not going to face them because they're not going to be that seventh seed or a higher up seed where they would play them. Do I think they would win 14 games? Let's say they go 500 out of the next stretch, and somehow they're able to come out of this. Where would I rank them? I think I would rank them probably, they'd be eighth, and they'd probably get swept like dust under the, like ice under, being swept under the kitchen fridge. I think they might be the biggest disappointment in the NHL. I'm not going to lie. They really should have won that game. When you're up 4-1 after one, and then you come back, you have 5 minutes to go. It is 5-3, and you blow it. That is on you. You do not deserve to hoist the Stanley Cup anytime soon. You don't deserve to be in the playoffs. Barzal is... I don't even know why. Like, they need to trade Barzal. I think you need to trade Barzal. I am sorry. He's not putting up the numbers he needs to at this point. it's a shame. Two, you know, and Bo Horvat isn't going to be enough for this team either. So there's that. Yeah, so the Rangers only needed 10 seconds of overtime play before Dobson turned the puck over, leading to Panarin's game-winning goal. So, okay, so Dobson lost it too in the in there, and then I don't think it was Dobson who was trying to cover that. If I could I could just be wrong on that, but don't take my word from that right now. Sorry about that one, but Dobson shouldn't have turned that over. You know, if he wanted to turn over, he could have opened a bakery at that point. I swear, it's just, yeah. All right, I'll come back to the Islanders and the Rangers. I want to talk about Phil Kessel potentially going to the Canucks. Now he's been in talks with them. It would be a good thing for Vancouver. Maybe he'll bring in some magic and it'll rub off and the Canucks will get a ring. I think there was a curse, but if Phil the Thrill decides to go to Vancouver to play with Mr. Hughes, I think they got a good shot. I really do think they have a good shot at winning the Cup if he goes there. And he could be a great fourth line center. He could be, you know, playing on the fourth line, and he could have a really high production value there. But I don't think he cares about the streak enough. I think he cares about just playing in the NHL again. And he should be playing in the NHL again, personally. I think the Sharks missed a good opportunity to have him on their team. And because the Sharks are just filled with trash. I was not aware that the Bay Area had so much pollution. You know, forgive me for cracking jokes this early, but I think that they could have really had Kessel and they could have cleaned up the Bay Area and they actually wouldn't have had as bad a start as they had. Sharks are not the worst team, by the way, and I guess you know, Sharks fans, you know I'm joking. Just keeping it real with you. So if he does go, you know, he has been skating. He's been, you know, he's got eyes on, Kessel's has eyes on him. I think the Canucks should take this. They should find a way to put him on the team and to do that to get the Stanley Cup. Because I think he's just good for locker room morale at this point. You know, and there is a certain value to that because I was good with locker room morale and we won, you know, the Crab Pot tournament. We won the whole ECHA in 2013. Back when I was in college, we won the whole tournament. And after that, you know, that little run we had, it was a good thing. And then, you know, seniors got their rings and everything. And I have my ring now, and that's all good. That's all good it should be. Because you know, when you're paying a player, you know, most teams think in terms of buying players. They're not thinking in terms of buying wins, you know, like from Moneyball. But Phil Kessel is just a piece that could really be worth his value. I don't think he should be paid the minimum. I think he should just be paid fair enough because he has been a veteran in this league. He knows the game plan. He knows the drills. He's just needs some playing time and the Canucks could get a shot at it. Put him on the fourth line. Don't put too much pressure on Phil the Thrill. But if he's on the fourth line, I think, and he's getting at least a decent amount of time, maybe just under 20 minutes or so, or if he's just even at like 15 or 16 minutes, I think he could still, like, that's crucial to everything. But because I think he is that guy who can be the one to make a difference for Vancouver. And even if he's not playing the most amount of time like he used to, he's going to be that morale boost that you need to get over the hump and let Canada finally hoist a Stanley Cup for the first time in 30 years. Okay. Okay. I did want to go back to that as well. Let's see. Game. Yeah. Yeah, so Trocheck strikes, cutting the Isles lead to 4-3, and then all that. Yeah, so there's that. Yeah. All right, I'm going to look up the Devils right now. Get that on there. Okay, we had the... yeah, so on Saturday, they scored a touchdown, not 7, but 6, 6-3 over them, over the Flyers. So the other Hughes brothers will be, did well. I think it's going to be, they could certainly get in. They are definitely options. We still have 28 games to go. They are certainly can still be in the hunt. And, yeah, the Devils certainly can do it. They've got Staal because he went from Florida to them. Hey, maybe this time he actually will get a Stanley Cup ring and they'll find a way to beat them out too. So I've got that. So they've got that. Mark Staal has had 0 points. Had 0 points in this game and nothing. So everyone got a point except him in this. He didn't even have a shot on goal. The only other person who didn't get it was Cam York in this. But almost everyone had... Not points. Everyone had a shot on goal except Mark Staal. I don't know why I misread that there, but there's that. So, but then again, he's the defenseman. But he might actually get it with the Devils. So there's that. Philadelphia could certainly wind up too. So we actually might have witnessed a great preview to the playoffs for the Stanley Cup Finals. So there's that. Islanders game ending details. So here's the ruling, back to the Islanders and the Rangers. The ruling that I did not know off the top of my head is that if the defenseman slides in, even on accident, and the net comes off, and that puck would have been a goal had the net stayed on, that is an automatic goal. I don't know about that rule off the top of your head. You probably didn't know about that. And it's a weird rule because, you know, play should be stopped at that point, or usually if the net comes off and then, you know, and or something, and before it happens, but there was the way it happened. It's a goal. It counted. It was weird. I was not aware of this necessarily, but you don't think about games ending like that, certainly. So So that's fair. But 10 seconds, you know, usually most, you know, I'll just, you know, maybe I'll put this on explicit for this one. But, you know, most men usually last more than 10 seconds. There, I said it. Okay. So there's that. Oh. They took so many penalties, too, with this. With this whole thing. It's not Yankee Stadium. It was MetLife. As well. Overtime. Yeah. Okay. Brock Nelson, Bo Horvat, Barzal, Lee, and Romanov scored for the Islanders. Gustafsson, Kreider, and Rangers into overtime, spoiled and allowed for the solid effort. It was a very weird ending, too. And I don't know who was defending that. I think it was still Dobson, but don't quote me on that. It's a weird thing. And Sorokin really could have... I don't know if there's anything Sorokin could have done. Once again, I really don't. It's a shame. It was the biggest shame ever of what they could have done. Oh, by the way, the Flyers walked out dressed as Rocky, to celebrate Philadelphia, even though he's a fictional character. So there's that. I did like that aspect. Hammy the dog, the cute corgi, showed up as well. Apparently, his owner decided to come and join in the fun in Rutherford. So there's that. MetLife Stadium is a great place to watch hockey, apparently. And now on the news, on Good Morning America, which, yes, I watched this morning. Bettman was talking about it. It was two great games. You know, he finally got on the main network. So there was a little advertisement read. But there's not really anything else there. They're not promoted as much as the NBA or the WNBA. They're not. And that is on him. But, you know, I'll give him credit for getting on the network and just putting the games out. The Maple Leafs and the Blues, advertising that game. But I don't think most people are going to watch St. Louis at this point today. Certainly on President's Day when there's a lot of things to do. All right, I'll wrap it up there. Let me know what you think. Once again, the best way to support this podcast is by purchasing my audiobook, Growing Hockey. Find it on Audible, Spotify, or wherever you get your audiobook. Also, share the show with all your friends, family, and the guy across your apartment complex. Do what you need to do. Get it done. Rate this podcast 5 stars. Leave me a little review. And with that being said, take care.